I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Driver, take away my worries of today.
Song.
It was a good song.
So what are we doing?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Man, that's hard to get across sometimes. You keep forgetting. Did you get any sleep? All right, so, you know, like, where are we going to start today then?
We're going to start with All Night Thing by Temple of the Dog.
Okay, what is that, like a reason why you didn't get no sleep last night or something?
No.
No? Didn't stay up too late?
No.
Oh, so you got the energy today for this show.
Oh, yeah.
We got this! Woohoo! All right, Temple of the Dog All Night Thing, here we go.
Some motion to me that you wanted. Going
Coffee got cold.
I got some Mountain Dew.
There wasn't no Mountain Dew.
I don't either. I just want caffeine.
Oh. Alright, so now what are we doing?
Now we're going to do Stone the Crow by Down.
Stone Crow. Is the crow annoying or something? Or is that the kind of stone they're talking about?
I don't think so.
Because, you know, like that one song... everybody must get stoned or something.
Oh. No, it's not that stone.
They'll stone you when you're walking to your car. They'll stone you when you're trying to sleep or something.
And we I always took it as, like, stoning.
Yeah,
like,
throwing a rock at you. That's what I was thinking. You know, Stone the Crow. He's out there going, arr, arr, and he's crack. What do you think?
I would think about it.
then the crow looks at you all cross-eyed because you just threw a rock at him. Just asking. All right, here we go. Down. Stone. That's the name of the band, Down?
Yep.
Stone the Crow. Down. Okay.
Pressure.
that was actually a good song. Not like that all songs that you play aren't good. Some of them do have strange titles to them, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Stone the Crow by Down.
Yeah, when you just hear the title, you think maybe it's a slow song. I don't know. I thought it'd be a slow song.
Yeah. Well, if you stone the crow, he is going down, so you're probably not going to be too happy with it. All right, so what are we cheering up next?
Next is going to be Yesterdays by Guns N' Roses.
Yesterdays. Like yesterday's what? Just yesterdays?
Yesterdays.
Hmm. All right, so there's probably many, many, many yesterdays. It just don't make no sense to me. It's one of those titles of a song that just... You ever heard that song, Yesterday, All My Troubles Seem So Far Away?
Yeah.
I wish you'd stop singing today, because I believe in yesterday. All right, I'll stop it. Here we go. Wake up, Kara. Well, did it again. Let's try this one more time. All right.
Get the song. How did we do
that? How does that occur? All right, let's try this. Is that it? It does not like your song, Kara.
No.
All right, what are we going to do?
I'll choose a different one.
All right, well, okay. While you choose a different one, I guess I'll say something intelligent. How is that happening?
I don't know, and I think there was two different songs I just tried to play that wasn't the right song.
All right, well, we're having technical deals going on. So where are we going now?
We're going to go to Heartshine by Mother Love Bone.
All right, Heartshine. Let's see if this is the right song when it starts playing. Man, we're going to have to figure that out and then come back and play that one there later, right? All right, here we go. Is that it?
We'll be right back.
So, mystery solved. Sam Broadcaster does not like apostrophes in the song title. It just skips to the next song. That's why we were having that hassle.
At least that's figured out.
Yeah, we resolved that. So maybe next time when we tell you we're going to play a song, it'll be the song we were going to play.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unless there's something else I don't know. All right, Gremlins in the Woodwork, man. So where are we going from there?
We're going to go to Once by Pearl Jam.
Once by Pearl Jam. Has this song got any significance, or is it just a good song?
It's a good song. It's kind of a... It's kind of a depressing song, but it's a good song.
Are we going to be all like, I'm going downstairs?
No.
All right, here we go. Conversation about grammar in there.
Yeah. You're, I can't stop with the apostrophes. It's just...
You like go around and you see all the sticky notes that your boss is writing on there and they
and
don't
have to correct
spell
them
right, so you gotta re-correct them. Do you actually carry around a pen just for such an emergency?
No, but I do have a pen all the time because I need it.
Well, while you're at it, you should draw mustaches on the employee of the month.
Oh, we don't have one. But
really? Just draw one on your boss. Say, well, we didn't have an employee of the month, so you're volunteered.
It might be worth it.
Yeah. I can always tell you how to get a day off of work. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Barbarian by The Darkness.
Dang, what kind of barbarian runs around hollering about everybody else's grammar?
Huh?
Here we go, The Darkness, Barbarian.
One by one the kingdoms fall. I looked upon this isle and took it all. Harbingers of pain. Edmund the Martyr cut down by a Dane on the orders of Ivar the Boneless. Barbarian.
We forgot to say it because somebody said it in there. Yolanda said it in the People for People chat room. Happy New Year!
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year and all that. And Kara makes terrible coffee.
It is bad today.
Yeah, you need, like, real coffee. You know, and use a real filter when you make real coffee.
The napkins are only for emergency.
Yeah. So, like, I would have gave you a real filter. And real coffee. 3 scoops, that's manly coffee.
Ugh, that's like oil coffee.
No, that stuff will get you going like that, just like that. Can you do that?
Nope.
Well, sometimes it hurts your brain to try that. Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to go to Summertime by Janis Joplin.
Summertime, Janis Joplin. I like listening to her.
Me too.
She's cool. It doesn't have any apostrophes in there, does it?
No.
You know what happens when we got apostrophes?
Get to hear a whole new song.
Yeah. Thank you.
baby, 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 baby.
Mountain Dew anymore now that you've been drinking on it.
Thought I wanted it. I don't want it.
That stuff's dangerous, I guess. It's like they, you know, you can clean the crud off your battery terminals with Coca-Cola.
But it's so good.
Yeah, but if you're cleaning the crud off your battery terminals, what is that doing to your teeth or your guts?
Yeah.
Ugh. Alright, anyway, there are worse things to drink. They have this Kool-Aid that they used to call bug juice back in the military. You could clean deck plates with it.
That's scary.
Yeah, probably rip the enamel right off your teeth, man. Dang. Then you all be toothless. Alright, well, anyway, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to Wolf Moon by Typo Negative.
Wolf Moon. Cool. Is that like the wolf howling at the moon or what?
Kinda.
I don't see any apostrophes. Alright, well, we're gonna be howling at the moon with Typo Negative.
We love you. We'll be right back.
I'm just still watching that doggone picture that Troy put out there to distract us. Doggone butter and the cat.
Yeah.
The butter cat paradox. So the reason why the butter side of the bread falls down is because that side of the bread is heavier than the other.
Makes sense.
Like a dart. You know, a heavy dart, heavy tip, it's going to fall dark first. All right. But nonetheless, it was pretty cool when he put it on the back of that cat, which always land on their feet too. And then, poor cat.
I know.
What if he got dizzy? Anyway, so now that we got that intelligence out of the way, now what?
Now we're going to go to The Pastor Seeds by John Frusciante.
The what seeds?
The past.
Past. Oh, the pastry seeds. It sounded like you said pasture seeds or something like that. Oh, what the heck is that? All right, so your butter bread falls face first, just like your jam bread or your peanut butter bread or anything that you put on your bread.
Peanut butter bread is a mess when it falls.
Yeah, and it always lands on face.
Yep.
Long time ago, quick story, long time ago, they had those little butter packets that had a piece of wax paper on one side, wax paper on the other. We peeled off the top of the wax paper, put it in a napkin, and then flipped it up in the air, and it would stick to the ceiling and stay there till we were gone. And then the next people sitting there having dinner, would when the butter started to melt, it would drop down.
Evil.
Yeah, we were rotten children. You never even thought of nothing like that?
No.
All right. Well, would you have put the tape on the back of the cat or the butter bread on the back of the cat to see if you could get that result?
No. Thinking about the fur.
Yeah?
Poor cat would hate me forever.
Yeah. Well, in that deal, the cat's looking at him pretty mean. Anyway, The Pastry Seeds, John, how do you say that?
I think it's John Frusciante, but John Frusciante, I'm not sure.
All right, well, I keep asking if that's French.
It sounds like it.
All right, we'll just call it French then.
1, 2, 3, 4. Free.
you could go surfing in the desert. Wind surfing.
Maybe if you strapped something to...
like a big kite on the end of your surfboard.
Maybe.
I just thought about it. Anyway, so where are we going?
This next one will be the last one before the mystery song.
Oh, the mystery song. Boy, I tell you what, you get something cool when you win the mystery song. What do they get?
Free drinks and snacks from their own refrigerator.
Yeah, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And that's one of the days you don't even have to feel bad about picking out, because you won. Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah. So if we guess it first, then we get the drinks and snacks, and you get nothing. Hold on, I got to play that clip, right? I got to show them what they get, if I can find it. Oh, there it is. This is it right here. This is what you get if you don't win the mystery song, which is not the one coming up, by the way. It's after. All right, here we go.
All there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, so that's what you get if you don't guess the mystery song. So, now, let's go to the song that's not the mystery song. Which one was that? Whitewater?
Actually, maybe we should do Phototropic by Kais.
Wow, where's that? Huh! All right, we're going to a different song. All right, stay tuned for the mystery song after this song, in which they win what?
Drinks and snacks from their refrigerator.
Yeah, here we go. We'll be right back.
there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's right. It's the time y'all been waiting for. It's the time for the mystery song. And that last thing you heard right there, you get nothing. If you don't guess the name of this song and the band, then that's what you get. All right? Just remember that. But if you do, guess the name of this song and the band, you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So here we go. Wow, can't believe nobody didn't guess that one. You've been listening to Music with Kara Hour, so peace and love. Stay tuned for the next show, Hope Show with Beverly. So take care.